Hi, this is International Day of Happiness. So, I wish you a whole lot of happiness today. And it seemed like the perfect place and time to start recording this podcast. So, I'm Kim McLeod, and for the last few years, I've been on a bit of a mission to increase the amount of happiness in the world. A huge fan of the kind of positive psychology research that's out there, all the good things that people have done in the way of improving our lives through practical activities, connection, doing good, being kind, being grateful, and so much more. And I just want to share some of that with you. But I want to do it in a way that connects with some practical activity, gives you some ideas, and lets you kind of see into the lives of some other people. I am an author, a publisher, a wife, a mother, a friend, and was one of the original happy heroes when, for the first International Day of Happiness, I was given a Happy Hero Medal. And it was because of all the activities that I had undertaken to run happiness clubs and help spread some of this, you know, good stuff out into the world. So I've been a wee bit away from that for the last couple of years because I've been working on my other business, which is called Indie Authors World, which is a publishing business. And but through that, I've met so many wonderful people who've written some great books, who've got a great insight into creating more joy and happiness through the work that they've done. So we're going to be interviewing some of them. I also love music. It's one of the go-to things for me that really lifts my spirits. And so I'm going to kind of see if we can maybe kind of get to talk to a few musicians and some other creative people, and who knows, just some folk that I think are doing some good in the world and maybe have got something useful to share. So the podcast is a way for me to kind of to tap back into me feeling happier too, because I've missed the chat, I've missed the discussion that we used to have within our happiness clubs. I've missed the challenge of exploring new things to share with my group, and this seems like a good way to connect out with my tribe, I suppose, those of you who maybe just want to add a wee bit more happiness to your life. I come to this from a point of view that I think the best thing you can do for yourself is to lift your mood and then deal with your problems, because we're all going to have stuff that'll hit us in life. None of us have a smooth journey through life that's always happy. Just doesn't happen. Life happens. And if you're struggling with, you know, whether it's just low mood, whether you don't like your job, whether you're unhappy in your relationship, or you're just feeling a bit stuck, the tendency is often to try and figure out how to solve it. And because of my own experiences, and I'll share some more of that later on, I discovered that if I concentrated on just to adding a little more joy, a little bit of light into my world, that I could then look at the situation differently. And that's really important, because if you're struggling with anything, you tend to be quite, you know, your mood tends to be low, and what you'll look out at in the world will be coming from that place. But if you can actually just even lift your spirits a wee bit, just feel that little bit brighter, happier, you look out at the world from that perspective. And I certainly found that I saw solutions, ideas. I found people. I heard things that I had just missed before. And I connected with whether it was thoughts or people or suggestions in a different way. because my energy, my vibration, if you like, was raised that wee bit more. So that's what I'm going to help, hopefully give you some ideas and tips and tools, share some books, share some music, and can I concentrate on something else that I created a few years ago, and it's called My Bag of Happiness. This whole kind of concept came from originally reading a children's book to my kids, and the children's book was called My Big Bag of Worries, and that book featured a young girl who was carrying about this huge big bag of worries, and I suppose there's probably most of you will recognise this at times. And what she was encouraged to do was to take each of those worries out of the bag and share them with someone, and as she did that, she lightened the load until she emptied her bag of worries. But it got me thinking, so what do you do then with an empty bag? And can it nature abhors a vacuum? So one of the things that's going to happen is that if you've got that empty bag, it's going to want to put stuff back into that. So for me, it was like, okay, well, why not fill up with some happiness? And that's where the idea came from. I then kind of pulled lots of different things from there, from lots of positive psychology research and just, you know, a lot of the kind of good stuff that I talked about earlier that's just around in the world, and kind of filled that bag, crammed that bag full. And literally, I have done hundreds of workshops with people where we've made bags of happiness. So while I interview some of the writers, musicians, creative folk, people that are doing stuff, I'm going to be asking them about what would be in their bag of happiness, and maybe encourage you to then think about what would be in yours. And this is an ongoing process, because it's not something you do once, it's something that you keep adding to. So stay tuned. We'll be recording some episodes in the next wee while. But as this was International Day of Happiness, it seemed like, right, okay, here I am. I'm actually out walking with my dog, Leah, this morning. It's bright, sunny, but cold here just outside Bishop Briggs, which is near Glasgow in Scotland. And it just felt, right, okay, this now is the time to do it, because I've been putting this off for a wee while. And it was like, no, come on. Sometimes you just have to seize the day and take action and get started. So here we are, we've seized the day, we've started. There'll be lots more kind of sharing. This isn't a perfect start to a podcast. It's not and that's the thing, it's not about perfectionism. That's the stuff that holds us back. So this will be, you know, at this point, it's fairly raw. It's going to be unedited. And I hope that you think this is going to be worthwhile. No doubt, well, time will tell. And you can join in, share your comments. You can even call in and ask a question or leave a comment, because this is the way that we're using this technology. You can do that quite easily. So I will bid you goodbye for the moment. Go out and do some good, spread some happiness, spread a little kindness for today. Go and do something that you enjoy, just even for a few minutes, whether that's sitting with a cup of tea, that's one of my favourites, phoning a friend, go for a walk in the sunshine, you know, just go and do a little bit just for you, and maybe spread a little kindness to somebody else, and see how much your mood improves today, see how much happier you might feel, and have a wonderful day. Thank you. And I'll see you all soon. Bye.